This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, happy Friday, playoff weekend. Are you kidding me? Doesn't get much better than this, does it?
I hope it does.
Monday morning, you know what? Monday morning, you know what I'm going to be?
I hope you're right.
You know what I'm going to say Monday morning?
Winter begins.
It's not going to be.
No, that's what you're going to say.
It's not going to be, good morning, welcome to winter. That's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, good morning, Victory Monday.
Now, are you just saying that?
Yeah. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Well, I thought maybe we were going to be broadcasting from Philly.
By the way, we got a really great guest coming on.
Oh, today. Man. A lot of them.
John Spagnola from Philadelphia. What a wonderful guy he was. He only played for one season, really, with the Packers. Played in 89, and then I want to say broke his collarbone in the preseason in 90, and I think he retired then. But he's a great tight end in his career, but really good guy. And I was just doing some Google stuff on him. So we're exactly the same age, and I saw a thing where they had a 50th anniversary for his high school football team, Bethlehem Catholic. And Ben's, they were, like, undefeated and state champs and everything.
Where's
like
Bethlehem?
That. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And
That's
a little town of Bethlehem.
Yeah. Don't start saying. Okay, go ahead. So John is from
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And his football team was undefeated, and like state champs and everything like that. And I was just reading it. It's like picture of him and one of his teammates, Mike Guzman, who then spent 8 years with the Los Angeles Rams, and John spent X number. It's like, boy, 1974, Mike let the Negani Miners in play his football team.
Wow.
They had like three guys that played in the pros of his one high school team.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. How'd you get him?
He was a good friend of mine when he played here.
That'd be awesome.
In that short time, but just a classy, classy guy. Then he became president of the NFL Players Association. And now he's retired now, but really, I mean, again, he went to Yale. Really successful businessman out in the Philadelphia area. Yeah. Worked for ESPN, mm-hmm. I believe, for a while, doing games and everything. So perfect guy to have on for this show.
Eagles
or for this weekend. Well, probably.
I would think so. If he's got a business there, sometimes you gotta be it.
Just, right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he grew up an Eagles fan.
Right.
So,
Bethlehem
you know, one
High.
Year in Green Bay.
Okay, John.
Okay, hang on.
I got you.
I just spilled my coffee.
Clean up in aisle 9.
And here I'm talking about poor Lee Corso. Todd, what did I tell Todd 5 minutes ago? Oh, my God.
Wow.
I just spilled my coffee over people. All over.
And it was that?
It's a really good cup of coffee.
Well, it was filled to the top, which is, anyway. All right.
God, it wasn't Johnny's juice of life. I'd be licking it off the table.
He would. Mm-hmm. All right. So, college football.
Yeah. Great game last night. Great, great game. Notre Dame and Penn State. And, you know, I kind of like Penn State because their coach coached for the Packers for a while. James Franklin. I want to say he was wide receivers coach for the Packers a few years ago. Mm. Yeah. So, really, like, I like Notre Dame's coach, though, too. There's something about him that I really like. But, anyway. All right, hang on. Okay. We're good, Todd.
All right,
Todd, we're good here. Oh, that'll leave a mark. Burnt my thigh. I'm good.
Okay. Disaster over.
Well, here I was just getting off to a great start for the great weekend. Doesn't get much better than this. And then you butt me and spill my coffee.
We have video.
Poor Todd.
People can
poor
watch.
Poor Todd. Todd must some days. I don't know if Todd drinks, but he must go home some days.
And drink.
Oh, my God. You think?
Yeah. So that was it in overtime? 27-24? I didn't watch the game.
Seven seconds left in regulation when they kicked the field goal.
No fun. Game.
But anyway, poor Lee Corso, and I know he's had a stroke and some medical problems, and God bless him for still wanting to be out there. but it's and I hate to say it, it's a little bit like, you know, when you're watching Biden in the debate and you almost feel sorry for him in a certain this is a lot worse. A lot worse.
And who's this guy?
Lee Corso. One of the most lovable. He used to be a head. He was actually a teammate of Burt Reynolds at Florida State. And then he became a college football coach, very successful. And great. He was just wonderful in these pregame shows, but he's 89. And he's had issues.
He's calling the game, he's 89?
He's doing the pregame type stuff. Pregame show, which is a really popular show. And for like 40 years, he would always make his prediction. He'd put out the hat of the team he thought was going to win. The mascot's hat. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a big badger hat or... But it's like you just feel bad for him now. I give him all the credit in the world for still being out there. But it's one of those things you just... Because like I said, he almost fell over. He was trying to dance a jig with the Irish mascot.
Yeah,
and the mascot had to grab him. He was falling over backwards. And it's like, oh, boy.
Why is he hanging on? He's probably got enough... It's just ego. He should move aside, let some kid... And I mean kid like a 60-year-old.
I know.
Come in there and take over.
So wow. I told Todd, if there's ever signs that I'm slipping, he goes, let's talk.
Yeah, right, and sit down.
After this, he goes, yeah, let's really talk.
Don't you think, though, like, you talk about ego. Oh, isn't some of it, though, they just really, really love doing what doing?
No question. Todd, and, you know, that's 100%. That's what it's like, my God, he's got nothing else now. I mean, money is, forget money, big
deal. Right.
He's never going to spend all the money he has. But this is his one passion that probably helps him still thrive. Something to look forward to. But there's that fine line between...
No. He needs to find another passion. It's his goal. He needs to take... Why doesn't he go work at a homeless shelter? And
yeah,
get that and really open that up for another kid. And yeah. I mean a kid like somebody your age. So I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know who you're talking about. But I just think when people hang on too long... Yeah, I love what I do. I don't doubt that. But there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And what you're kind of saying is this is the only thing I know how to do.
I know. I know.
You know, you don't want that either. So
I know.
But there's, I don't know. But whatever. I like I said,
well,
I don't know the guy.
Is,
and I'm 89, though. That's pushing
but
it.
But, you know, for 40 years, you knew him when he was this great, charismatic,
yep.
you know, whatever guy. He's danced with the cheerleaders. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just kind of reach that certain point sometimes where there's no coming back from it. And he's at that point, and my heart just breaks for him, honestly. But if it was my dad or somebody, I'd say, Dad,
Right.
We can't do this.
His friends should do that.
I agree.
But there's also people, I just want to say, I'm not saying that I don't believe in an age limit on things. But if you're still at the top of your game, sure. You know,
right.
I thought Harry Carey, you liked him, right?
Oh, my God. Right to the very end.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But wasn't he a little bit?
Sure, but he always was. Do you know what I mean?
I just want to say that.
Harry Carey was kind of like that when he was 50.
There wasn't, right. there wasn't a whisper campaign behind Harry in the last years.
No.
Yeah.
Like I said, I ate lunch across the table.
Yeah.
This far away with Harry Carey one day. And he had mayonnaise. He's eating an egg salad sandwich. Because it was Good Friday.
Oh, good Catholic boy.
In spring training. Yeah, and he had egg salad and mayonnaise all over his face. And these guys... Spring training was different back then. It was a Cubs spring training thing in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And these, you know, it was like the old Rotary Club guys ran it. It was different back then. It was a lot more just folksy spring training was. And these guys go, hey, Harry, good to see you. Hi! Didn't have any idea who they were. His glasses were half down, mayonnaise all over his face.
But
Harry,
Jim.
Good, happy Easter. Hi!
But Jim. Remember our remote at Simple Life Hospitality? We look at Mino and he's got mayo all over his face
that
and the microphone.
True.
And you're like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah, I actually had it on the microphone. Okay. Forget that story. You know what that, Todd, you know what that was a little bit like that was there just now? Remember the movie, Michael Keaton? Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And all these guys were getting laid off from the Ford plant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to some of the workers. He goes down to the line. You know, he's a big corporate guy, but he goes down to the assembly line to give these guys a pep talk. Like, hey, boss, we getting laid off or what? He goes, let me tell you something. I was watching Rocky tonight, okay? And like, Rocky's getting knocked down, but boy, he's coming up. And the guy goes, Rocky 1 or Rocky 2? But anyway, he's taking on this guy. Wait a minute, was he taking on the big Russian or was he taking on a so-and-so? And he goes, okay, forget Rocky, bad enough. And then they're like, that guy didn't see no damn Rocky.
That would still be me, yeah, wow.
Yeah. Nice text here. This is Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame this year. Number 75, it's a great picture of a field goal. Number 75 for Northern Illinois is Green Bay Southwest grad. That's from Brian. That's awesome. Only game Notre Dame lost was to Northern Illinois of all teams, and now Notre Dame's playing for the national championship, and that was a game-winning field goal. That's awesome, Brian. Thank you for sending us that. That's great. I like it when local guys have some kind of a hand in the...
And it was great having the press times in yesterday talking about how that's going to remain a priority for them.
It's awesome.
That new sports editor or that whatever. She's
Tori,
sports editor.
Yeah. Man, she's good.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
I wish I would have known that the editor was writing a book on Curly Lambeau because I read it last night. She gave it to me. And there's a bunch in there about Marguerite, Curly's first wife.
Yeah.
And she lived in that home. Remember I said... And now I can see why, really. Remember I said we took her out, Lindy Infante's wife, Stephanie, and I took her out for lunch at the Union Hotel because Stephanie thought, oh, my gosh, I'm the current Packer coach's wife. I'd be so honored to meet the wife of the very first Packer coach.
That's cool.
So I set it up. Marguerite had sent me a card before. So I really enjoy your show, and the coach seems so. So I called her. I said, could we, take you out for lunch? And she said, oh, my gosh, I would love that. I said, what's your favorite place? She said, well, every Thursday or whatever, I go to the Union Hotel. And I said, great. I said, what time do you want me to pick you up? She says, why do you have to pick me up? I said, well, I didn't. She says, young man, I've been driving since 1924. I think I can find my way to the Union Hotel. And she still lived in her house in Alloway, Miramar Drive, till she was 98. They built the house like 1924 or something. She lived in there till she was 98. But Curly was... And
that's awesome. I mean, because people do want to stay in their homes. That's great that she could do that.
But I've got some stuff she gave me that I bet no one else has from her and Curly.
Oh.
And I wish I could have, I had known.
That.
Yeah, but anyway, but here's another deal, though. She doesn't play punch. So Curly got around.
Yeah.
So they get married. And within like a couple of years, they have to do... The Packers are doing a big barnstorming trip to Hawaii. Okay? Make money in the offseason, play local teams and everything. Well, Miss California was on the boat, 24 years old. Okay.
What boat?
The ship. Taking
took
up to
a
Hawaii.
Ship over?
To Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've never done that, but I guess, there is a ship.
Hmm. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there aren't ships that go to Hawaii. Todd, can you look that up? Have there ever been any ships that went to Hawaii?
Okay, he's the first. Okay, not a lot of people take a ship.
Well, in 1925?
Well, I don't know.
No, okay, yeah.
Well, they were flying to Hawaii in 1920. Were they? 1906. I think
okay,
they were.
Okay, you know what? Forget the ship. Forget the ship.
I get it. You're probably right.
He just somehow got Hawaii and hooked up with Miss California.
Did he?
Came back and divorced Marguerite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he marry her?
Yeah.
The Californian?
Married her, in California, and lasted 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, we got to set a quick break.
we'll get back on track.
No, we won't.
Wait, how in the hell did you take a ship to Hawaii? Wow.
I get it.
Happy
now.
Friday. Got up to a great start. I spilled coffee all over myself. Yay. I burned my inner thigh. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is awesome.
Todd's
music.
Bringing it today.
Yeah.
Jonathan Brantmeyer.
Yeah.
Okay. And Murphy used to always play this on Friday mornings. It's the Friday song.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. This is good music.
I'm going to keep
this.
Did
you work with Jonathan Brantmeyer in Fond du Lac at all? Is he from Fond du Lac?
He's from Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
And never worked with him, but I did go down to the Loop in Chicago one time, get a tour of the station and meet him.
LS?
No, yeah. Fun. No, he was at the Loop.
Oh, the Loop. That's the right. Loop. He was this guy from Fond du Lac. Who became one of the highest paid jocks in the country.
Yeah. He actually had a nighttime show for a while.
I remember
on
that.
TV.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Still Jonathan. Around?
Yeah. He's starting to do some stuff online now.
Is he?
Yeah,
awesome.
I saw him.
Good.
Actually, what brought it to mind was he was doing a lot. He didn't know how he did it, but he went live on Facebook a couple of nights ago. I thought he was recording and it was live.
Oh.
But it was great.
Todd, did I butt call you the other day at all?
You did not.
Okay. Because sometimes, and I'll see the little red line like your
goes on forever.
Like you're yeah.
So what happened was you were either on your texting or your messenger, you may have hit the record button.
Okay.
And it was recorded.
It was just from being in my pocket. I pulled it out, and it's like, what the heck? But I was live Facebook one time accidentally, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in your pocket, though, right?
Yeah, but then I took it out, and I like put it on the counter and didn't realize it. And people were texting and thinking, oh, my God, sit back, folks. This could be good.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that could have turned out to be anything. Yeah.
So Jim, you had a little something you got to get out of here.
Oh, God. Let me just set this up. And the table will be yours. I'm not getting it right.
The floor.
So Jim yesterday, I've never seen him nervous. I don't even want to say nervous. That's anxious. I've never seen him anxious.
That's a good word.
You were anxious because you were meeting over Zoom, the parents of a gentleman that your daughter is friends with.
Very close friends.
Very close friends with. Right. He's from India. Mm-hmm. The custom is the parents talk it out a little bit before they proceed or whatever.
Right.
You had that going on yesterday. Take it from
there. It was harsh as the young man's name who's dating my daughter. It was his mother's birthday, his mom. Mm-hmm. It was her birthday. So I went online before I met with them and learned how to say happy birthday in Hindu. And I practiced a little bit with you guys. Mm-hmm. And thanks for nothing. Yeah. So then the camera comes on, you know, and they're all sitting on the sofa. And then, of course, Don and I are in our dining room. And you know, everybody's smiling. And then I said, Maku, and they just looked at each other.
No. No.
They're just like, what? Like, I thought, did I pick the wrong? Because there's different.
Wrong phrase.
Right.
Your dog is dead.
Well, no, I think. And then I said it again, and they all laughed. I think I said birthday happy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it wasn't a total disaster, but we had a great visit.
God, I hope that's what you said.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even know that. That is true. I should have asked him. But when
your
I first...
son is a dog.
But it was weird because right after I said it, you know, you have that dead
awkward
silence.
Plot, yeah.
It's like,
I had that one time. I was trying to get a hold of this guy. I was in college and I was trying to get a hold of this guy in Mexico. And he was actually from the UP, and he's one of the only guys from the UP that ever played Major League Baseball. And now he played in the Mexican League for a lot of years. So I was just trying to get a hold of him for when he came back to Arizona, you know, so I could interview him. I used to be a stringer.
Yeah.
For the paper up north.
Yeah.
And, you know, they pay me like $20 for doing an article. And, you know, I got a byline in my hometown paper, which was, you know, really cool. So he was living with a Mexican family, okay? So I asked the person that was a good friend of mine, you know, bilingual, I said, and he say, hello, how are you? I'm trying to get a hold of, and this, I can't remember the guy's name now, George Brunette. You can look him up.
Okay.
George Brunette.
Okay.
From Houghton, Michigan. But anyway, whatever I said, it's the same. It was, besides those.
See, that's what happened.
And then they're talking. I said, okay, I'm sorry. Let me try this again. ¿Cómo estune Gabasco? Silence. I think they're like calling other people to listen.
Right.
To listen.
It's the sentence structure. But
Remember I told you when I just break out in a little bit of sweat on my forehead and get really hot? Yeah. That's what happened. I bet you had that little bit of that same feeling.
Well, just for that second. But then everybody laughed. And then I sang it in English. You know what? That just goes to underscore again what I've in the world traveling that you know, you've done and a lot of us have. They speak English and we don't know how to say good morning in their language.
I know.
Those people sat on the couch, spoke perfect English. It wasn't perfect, but his brother who studied over at Duke and is back there now, really good English. But I was just really impressed that they... I couldn't say happy birthday. And I practiced for 2 days.
It's like the same reason we're still not metric. We just don't do it.
Play
like,
well, right? Yeah. I talk about back to the Eagle thing.
Well, you're kind of wrong.
Why is that?
We do have metric for gasoline and wine. Paint shall still be sold by the gallon. Why is that, sir? Nobody knows.
That's
how
right.
How many liters in a gallon, sir? Nobody knows.
That's kind of a true statement. I just remember when it was going to take off when we were in
God.
You were in 7th, 8th grade when that happened.
Absolutely.
So I was a little younger than that, but
I remember that too, and it was going to be the new thing. We all got new rulers, and
right,
we were practicing,
exactly.
And everything was easy because it was all based on 10, right?
Well,
right.
Not only that, but the big thing was, well, like, I remember talking to an athletic director one time, and he goes, I don't know what Pete Melly, great guy, I don't know, from the same village as my mom in Italy, my family. But anyway, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. We're supposed to put our track now to metric, and we got to do the thing, we got to change over all this stuff. Why can't we just say yards? And that's true. Because, you know, somebody can now say, well, he runs a 10,400 meters. And I don't know what that, what I grew up with all my life was yards, and like a 9.3. Travis Williams ran a 9.300 yard dash.
Yeah, but that's, we're one country. You know, you got this, what, 8.3 million? We're the 0.3, 8.3 billion. We're, who are we when we could have, you know, that's why this crypto thing might work, is that it's, you know, universal currency.
Well, I don't know about you, you damn commie, but we're the United States of freaking America. How about that? How about that? You stick it in your little pipe and go smoke it over there with the Brits or somebody.
No,
how's that? How you doing, Queen?
I think the other thing that Americans did, they tried to say, well, 36 inches is like 4 inches more than a meter. You know, we should have just full immersion.
Yep.
Yeah. Let it
we're
go.
Just gonna do
throw
it.
The old rulers away. Yep. Change the speedometers.
Well, I remember my brother
change
talking
all the
about
signs
that
and say, you'll get it.
That was a big thing with people that own gas stations.
Yeah.
Is everything going to have to be recalculated
sure.
and pumps
right.
and everything like that?
But we're just, well, why not?
Somehow we just gave up. You know what we're going to do? I'm so excited about this project.
I don't know why.
This is going to be great.
And it was going like that.
Right.
You never talked about
it. And then
it
people
again.
Would be like, hey, whatever happened. Oh,
exactly.
We just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
We missed it.
All right. We got to start a quick break, folks. We got a great lineup for you. Stay with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Virgil Thu has been apprehended. You may remember that he's the suspect in the triple homicide in New Lisbon. 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba and two teen girls, ages 12 and 13, were murdered in a home there. Police apprehended the 47-year-old in Elroy Thursday after he had been on the run for more than a week. Wisconsin-based department store Kohl's will close 27 stores this year. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the chain, which operates over 1,100 stores nationwide, said these 27 are underperforming. None of the stores marked to close are in Wisconsin. Voters will decide whether to approve a $197 million referendum for the Oshkosh Area School District. The referendum will fund the second phase of a four-phase consolidation plan. Superintendent Brian Davis.
Our team is proposing tonight, based on our work really over the last year and what we feel is best for kids and taxpayers as we're moving forward, knowing that over the last 3 weeks we've had a shift in locations. But again, the tenets and the themes of what we're trying to get done have not changed, which is why we're proposing to be able to move forward with it as of tonight.
The vote this week was 5-2 to ask for the referendum. Dr. Timothy Hess and Kelly DeWitt made the dissenting votes. A Neenah woman was arrested yesterday for her fifth OWI after the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office received a call about a vehicle on State Highway 55 driving 20 miles below the speed limit and swerving in and out of its lane. Wisconsin State Patrol located the vehicle in Freedom about 10 minutes later and arrested the driver, 40-year-old Ashley Lulloff. Officials say drug paraphernalia was located in the vehicle. The matter is under investigation pending blood sample results. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Friday morning. Nice. It feels warm.
It does. Do our listeners see that picture you just put up?
Which picture?
Good picture. Well, Johnny and I both like the picture. We don't like a lot of
They get to see that.
Okay.
I'm 20 pounds less.
that is a good picture.
In that picture versus, I love the beer picture.
Oh, that's what
great,
I'm saying.
Right?
That's the one.
Please
that,
keep going with that. I hate the one where we're up by the statue. My face, you know who I look like? Jimmy.
Glick.
Yes.
Jiminy Glick.
Jimmy Glick. Jimmy Glick.
Yeah.
That was a character that, Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey.
Did.
No.
No.
The
other one that,
Yeah. Martin Short.
Martin Short. Where he plays as part of an entertainment, like kind of a hack entertainment who just pretty much laps up the, you know, but just loves the fact that he gets to meet these people. But he puts on this other, where his face is really fat. Oh. It's kind of a thing.
And he's always eating like glazer donuts and stuff.
Yeah. And I was trying to get all the free stuff.
Is that the picture you're talking about? The one that's
I look like Jimmy Glick. So please destroy that picture.
I don't know. That's not the worst picture.
Oh my God.
We got a lot worse pictures.
That's a nice,
than that.
Look at that. Look at how much difference my face is in that picture versus the other one.
Do you notice the last, what? If somebody would look at those pictures and say, John looks thinner in two of them, but the other one, he looks a little heavier. Do you know why?
Why?
Look at the two pictures, you're further away from the camera.
No.
yeah, you are.
I know, but actually, I was looking at pictures of you guys like when you're first getting started and they were taking the pictures. You guys have both lost weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lost 20 because I was 238, then I'm 218 this morning.
To get that book.
I've written on my calendar. That cool calendar that Nikki gave me, by the way, that desk calendar. My goal every month, I'm only going to weigh in on Mondays.
Is that the best time to do it?
Because
you bump up over the weekend, right?
Maybe I'll move it to Wednesdays or Thursdays. But anyway.
Well, you stuck to that one.
My goal for this coming Monday is my first one, is 214. I don't think I'm going to lose 4 pounds over the weekend.
Don't do it by the week. Do it by the, that's too much pressure. Or if you're going to do it by the week, of course, you shouldn't be listening to me.
Yeah, once again, the guy I go to for my
but
weight loss advice. Thanks, Jim.
1 or 2 pounds a week is fine, John.
Beautiful day out there. Green Bay 27, Appleton 28, 25 in Oshkosh. Today is Peculiar People Day. Okay. Who's like the most peculiar person you ever met, Todd?
I don't know.
Just different. You ever have that where it's like,
with all due respect,
you're just different.
The owner of our company is peculiar. He's a super nice guy, but I've had dinner with him. He comes from two different industries. I got to be nice. He's my boss.
I have no comments to make.
Peculiar is
none.
Is not a bad word. It's like unique. Special. In terms of uniqueness. Okay. All right. I think he's terrific. You know why I see him as peculiar? Because he's so much smarter than me. And I like that about him.
That part, yes.
So he's done a lot. He has tech, Boston, West Coast, buy stations. Who's your peculiar guy?
So
John?
That game last night.
Yeah. Okay.
It is also
having worked in this industry for a long time.
Hey, did you
see
the next?
I just know certain things you don't.
I guess. Okay, well, I'm new to this. You guys are.
Hey, Todd.
But how about the next?
I can't imagine being an executive. So that Duke Wright, boy, he's peculiar. You know what? The show wouldn't have been over before somebody said, John, Jeff McCarthy wants to see you in his office.
This is what it would sound like on the air.
Exactly. It would have just been shut down. Timmy the engineer would have flipped the switch at the transmitter. Yep. Murphy the next day would have, hey, welcome back. Murphy and Katie?
Jim decided to go another direction.
Yeah.
We wish him the best.
But I will say this. I know what you mean. He's like so much smarter. He's on like a different level of
I like that.
Intelligence.
Brilliance.
And vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Maybe that's not a word. Hey, the next day isn't so great.
Let me finish with today. Today is also Save the Eagles Day.
I'm saying Eagles. I'm thinking because of the game Monday.
You're right. I didn't get that.
I don't want to.
But I want to say something. Where was I? Up around Menominee, right between Menominee and Escanaba, which is a stretch I hate driving because of the two lane. But it's one of the most beautiful stretches with the lake and everything. But last time I was going up there, a bald eagle like got above my car and just like flew down the middle of the highway. You know, up, and it's like when I was a kid, there were like no bald eagles. I mean, there were like six in the country or something. Whatever our country did to restore the bald eagle is pretty amazing. Although I got to tell you a funny story. So there's one, my sister was telling me up in the UP at her cabin on the lake. Although we'd never say the word cabin, it'd always be camp up right. in the lake. And there's a bald eagle. I'm like, oh my God, that is so awesome. Look at how cool are you? She says, I'm like, what? She said, well, we have these two loons. You know, loons stay with their mate all the time. And somebody saw the eagle come down and grab like the female one killer. And then they were going to put a camera and somebody went up to one of the nests and there were like some dog collars and stuff in its nest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're wow. carnivorous.
Oh, they're big.
They're carnivorous. So save the Eagles Day. Oysters Day. Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Yeah. Well,
I don't get oysters. It's like, to me.
Jim, you like those, don't
I do.
You?
I do.
If you did a blind taste test with somebody and you got a little oyster, okay, and you got a wadded up piece of gum that somebody had chewed, you'd have a hard time telling the difference.
No, I think oysters are overrated. But
thank
also,
you.
And I want to say that in New Orleans, right? Felix's Oyster Bar.
Okay.
Did you go there? Everybody goes there. Anyway, it's expensive and you put the hot sauce on, but it.
Where's the flavor? Do you chew them or do you just swallow them?
You swallow them, people, right?
Yeah, but I agree with you. They're overrated. But now, oyster Rockefeller is a little bit different
because
you get
that?
Some cheese, right? Don't you get cheese on there?
And, I'm not sure. Some breadcrumbs or stuff?
Yeah, I mean, oyster Rockefeller's puts the taste on there for you.
Oh, all right. Bittersweet chocolate day. No, too many bad memories of having that just really wine chocolate. And you climb it, you get a chair, and you climb into the cupboard. And you find your mom's bittersweet
cooking,
chocolate
cooking
yeah. and you're thinking, well, it's chocolate. It's got to be good.
No sugar.
And it was terrible.
Awful.
Horrible.
I'm with you on that.
Houseplant Appreciation Day. I've never had a houseplant.
Are you kidding?
I mean, me personally, I've never had a houseplant.
Did you have a plant in your apartment?
No.
I don't think that's good.
Why?
Well, a couple reasons. One is, you want to make that connection. You want to, there's nothing, you got to be kidding me. You've never had a houseplant? Todd, you've had houseplants.
Oh, yeah, I've got them.
I wouldn't know how to take care of them. I wouldn't know. When do you water? What do you do?
Now you can Google it, but it's like once not too much water, else it turns like, yellow or something. But,
I kind of got some artificial stuff, some artificial little trees.
Oh, jeez.
My poor mom. My mom.
Yeah, I
died
guess.
At what year? How old was she? 92. And she'd had a stroke all her life, basically. She was handicapped and disabled. But when I visited her one of the last times and I went to the store to get her some flowers. I thought I told this story. It was her birthday or something. And it's like, they were kind of old. And it's like, but they had these artificial ones that look beautiful. You'd never know they're artificial. So I thought.
You didn't buy those.
So I buy her artificial ones. And I go, Mom, here. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got them at the drugstore. You're not going to believe this.
Were you like five?
I was like 65. And I go, you're not going to believe this, Mom. You're not going to believe this. These are artificial. She goes, yeah, I can tell. that's okay. So I'll put them up here on top of the dresser. So, I think it was my niece visitor after I did. And she comes, she says, you know what your mom said first thing? She says, would you get rid of those? Johnny bought those. Just get rid of them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Colvin is 69. I do not know who Sean Colvin is.
Sonny Came Home, that song. You don't know that song?
No. Sonny Came Home.
I'll pull it up for you.
Pat Benatar. Everybody had a crush on Pat Benatar.
Absolutely. Jim?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is, but yes.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
Okay. I know that song. This is Pat Benatar?
No. This is Sean Colvin.
Oh!
This is all right.
Absolutely. Great song.
Yeah.
Oh, great song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's played quite a bit here in the Valley and stuff like
really?
That. Yeah. I think she's been at the Meyer before.
Oh, wow.
Hey, by the way, not to bring up this subject that we always go off on, but I sent you the information of that singer, the musician, who really wants to come on the show.
Yep.
And she's all excited. And she made a comment about parking tickets in Green Bay. After one of her gigs, she was loading up her van by herself, doors open, going in, grabbing the amps, putting them there and hurrying. So nobody, she comes back, she's got a ticket. Her doors are open in the back of her thing, loading up her equipment. Yeah.
So I say, let me tell you, yesterday I taped my Lean Local show and I had the president, city manager, economic development from Ashwaubenon.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashwaubenon?
Yeah.
They did $275 million of development last year. Okay. The city of Green Bay, which is five times the size, they're like 17,000, 18,000. We're a little over 100,000. I was trying to look it up, but I'm guessing 60, 70. Wow. Their equalized value, so if they were their own, you know, whatever, would be worth $4 billion. The city of Green Bay is worth $6 billion, and we are five times the size. And I'm trying to—
Say those numbers again.
Their equalized value, right?
Right,
that's
right.
What you would call it, is $4 billion, much, much larger than any other suburb.
$4 billion,
bigger than Howard, and even Hobart has such more land mass. But yeah, and Green Bay, five times that size. I'm doing this interview, and I'm thinking, and where'd you guys go to school? What's your background? I'm thinking, what do they have? You know what I figured out at the end? There's not one parking meter in Ashwaubenon.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Well, it doesn't really have a downtown.
I know, that's what they would say.
Yeah.
I didn't bring that up.
Interesting.
They, anyway, yeah, that parking thing continues to be an issue.
It just does. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a whiner, but everybody I know when I talk to them has had issues.
What I like what's going on here in Green Bay, and I think Appleton's got it down.
You and if nothing else, Jim, what did you charge for parking tickets when you were mayor?
$8.
Mm-hmm. Why did it have to go up to 22? And then in a very short period, 34, then 55. I mean, come on. If it was $10, it wouldn't even be as bad. But that's a lot of money.
I don't remember getting a lot of complaints on the aggressiveness. I remember people complaining about parking tickets. But, you know, if you're over a half hour, hour.
You deserve it.
You kind of deserve
it. Not even a question. Yeah. I'm with
you. Maybe they didn't complain because it was only $8, too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know exactly why they didn't. I didn't get a lot of complaints. I got complaints on parking tickets, but not on. My big complaint with these guys is there's nobody down here, and they haven't cut staff, and they're so aggressive. You think they're watching the meter.
Wow. I'm with you. George Foreman is 76. Boy, you want to talk about a guy that was just this scary, scary guy when he was actually a boxer and then became the most lovable guy ever. I've never seen anybody transform himself like George Foreman did. And you know what he did because of that? Made $8 billion.
He did.
They say he is one of the greatest stories with his the indoor grill or whatever it was, the George Foreman grill, made so much money, it's mind-boggling.
And every time, whatever his punchline was, he said that they laughed every time.
Every time. Amazing.
That really put him on the map. Rod Stewart,
I saw him
in concert here in Green Bay.
I saw him in Arizona. I was actually a roadie I'll tell you that story. Back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror. And a good look at Friday heading into the Green Bay Packers playoff win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Can't wait for Monday morning to be talking about that. We got Lisa Hale on, who's awesome.
You got to tell your story about being a roadie for Rod Stewart.
Oh, well, I was at Arizona State. They would put a little thing in the state press newspaper. Hey, you know, physical labor type people needed because they bring in the big trucks. And basically, like I was telling you, and Jim did this too. You basically roll out the big trunks, the big crates, and, you know, then the other guys would take it. I'll tell you what. That is a scary job. When you watch those guys set up scaffolding, holy crap. I mean, no safety things. And they're just crawling up the side of it and putting up the lights and up on this. That is a scary job. I would never do that. But it was fun. But anyway, the guy said, okay, everybody, back off. Go gun thing. Mr. Stewart's coming out here to check the mics or something like that. And it's like, well, I'm going to. So I literally hid kind of behind a curtain thing. And it's like, skinny, like I couldn't believe, like this big. It's like, well, a rough night. You know, you could just see he was whatever. And then I went to the concert that night because they gave us free tickets then. And it's like, holy cow, makeup boy, like whatever. And I don't know, he had to take a shot or amphetamines because now he was just crazy, wonderful man. You know, entertainer.
He is a great entertainer.
He was, but you talk about a tough life. I mean, I would love to have been a traveling roadie. Okay, what movie, Todd? What movie is this? Lisa, what movie is this? Lisa Hale, what movie is this?
What?
I was in the entertainment business for a while, musical business. Really? Yeah, I was a roadie for Metallica. Bunch of bleep holes. Big Lebowski?
Don't know.
Big Lebowski.
Well, see, that's a movie I've never seen, believe it or not.
That's two of us.
I've seen that 27
times.
That's
three of us, but yeah.
You've never seen the Big Lebowski. Quick poll. Quick poll.
We've done this poll before.
We have.
Have you seen the Big Lebowski? Yes or no? And we're doing it again. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
We're all doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. This is like one of my favorite things for the entire
week. We love having you on.
Well, what do you want to share with us? You got lots going
on. I'd like to share with you that this weekend, on New Wisco Weekend, we are focusing on agriculture. And the reason why is because Saturday, tomorrow, is National Milk Day. So that kind of just got us going, hey, let's talk about agriculture. We've got stories on ag stress, on the 78th Alice in Wonderland that's coming up. And I saw
back up, Lisa. What is ag stress?
The farmers have a lot of stress that not a lot of people understand. I mean, farming is a huge business.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes with a lot of stress in addition to regular business stress because you've got so many different things that you're taking care of. So the story is on that.
Are you going to address the country's egg stress?
The what stress?
Well, she was talking about egg stress, A. I'm saying egg.
And he's thinking egg.
Yeah, get it?
Is there an egg stress?
Oh, my God. It's crazy what's going on with eggs right now.
Oh, price?
Prices supply.
Of eggs are going up. The bird flu has caused a lot of problems.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the bird flu. I mean, because if you get a flock of laying chickens or even ducks or geese, if you get a flock of birds that gets the bird flu, they have to
be eradicated.
It's all of them.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. And that makes the layers.
Wow, I didn't know that. You know what I saw at the store one day? Duck eggs.
Yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing. I knew ducks like eggs, but I didn't know you could eat duck eggs.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Duck eggs are great.
Really?
Are they?
Yes. I absolutely love duck eggs. But, you know, I guess it's an acquired taste. They do taste a little bit different than chicken eggs. But then again, you know, farm chickens' eggs taste different than store chicken eggs.
Yes.
So it's all.
Huh. Why would you buy a duck egg instead of a chicken egg?
Why would you buy a quail egg instead of a chicken egg? It's because it's
I didn't know there was such a thing as a quail egg.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they're little itty bitty things. And it's all about being a chef and trying these different things
I ate one time. People don't believe me. And I was backstage and I saw this at one of the breakfasts on the farm. They had ostrich eggs.
We went through all
that. And they would drill a big hole.
No,
that's not true.
I was just going to say, those are incredibly difficult to open.
Oh, my God. The shell is so hard. It's unbelievable. It's like a coconut.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. These duck eggs, these duck eggs, I've never seen a recipe that called for duck eggs.
Me neither.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't know you could even eat them.
That's because you're not specifically looking for it. If you went to the internet right now and typed in recipes with duck eggs, you would find it.
Wow.
Okay.
Lisa just got a thumbs up on that, by the way.
Yeah.
A thumbs up just came through when you said that. Right. So.
But duck eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try them.
They're different. I mean, I've had them. I like them, but
I've never seen them on a menu.
No, me neither.
You've never seen them on a menu?
Nope.
Maybe I've just gone to ritzier places than you, Jim.
I doubt that. Probably more backwoods stuff, Lisa. Yeah, that's what you've done. Yeah.
Is that a Southern thing, Lisa? Is that like a Louisiana thing?
I don't think it's just a Southern thing. I really don't. I mean, I've seen it. There was a restaurant down in Louisiana that I went to that I saw it at called Cotton, but so I don't think.
Have we produced duck eggs in the state?
In Wisconsin? Yeah. That is something I do not know.
Oh, how do we get on this subject then?
You?
Oh, I
you
brought
asked
up the
us
eggs
about
thing.
The okay. eggs stress.
Yeah. I thought she was talking about farms. I'm like, why are we talking about duck eggs?
You took it in that direction.
I don't blame us. I don't. You're right.
We just got a text. We only got a minute left, but a text just came in. Some people are allergic to chicken eggs, but not duck eggs.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Michael just said, I use them when I make homemade fried rice. So there you go.
Wow.
That has to be.
You know
really
what?
Good.
I just want to say.
I'm surprised you being a chef type.
I want to. She said, I just want to say that I've made fried rice. I like fried rice with shrimp, but it said eggs. It did never called for duck eggs. So that's why.
I'm going to try some.
So am I. This has been so interesting. Okay.
Look for it. I know you
thanks for coming on, Lisa.
I'm so happy to have given you this idea.
So this Sunday, you're going to talk about the agriculture, the stress of the agriculture industry.
Agriculture and as a whole, and we're doing beekeeping as our cover story.
Oh,
just so you guys know.
Gotta your get friend Big Wayne on that one.
Big Wayne is going to be featured.
We love him. Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 o'clock, New Wisco Weekend.
Lisa, I apologize that Jim jeopardizes your time. We're going to give you a lot more time next week,
John's
we promise.
Never stepped on back someone's time.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.